I had like a really good tattoo, I'm not saying all the tattoo
Oh,
artists
yeah.
that I have on my body, all the art is bad, but if I have something really beautiful and delicious and awesome, amazing, that want to be like
Delicious.
put up there on the screen,
Just cut that
I would
part.
ask to cut it
Skin
off.
graph it.
Yeah,
Just
skin
pull it.
grab,
Yep,
pull it
cut it
off,
up.
and then put it in a frame and whatnot, and give it to whoever, or just leave it for somebody.
Okay. I've seen some weird curio oddities, things of that, like skin cut
Yeah.
from corpses of their cool tattoos in like shadow boxes, and
Or feed a
I'm
family.
a, I would see I
Or
like
feed a
the
family?
macabre. Or feed a
Feed
family
a
of cannibals.
family.
Feed a family of
Cannibals.
cannibals, you know? They're
Oh.
up there in Canada or Sweden,
So on next week's podcast,
right?
Cannibal History.
Cannibals. An official apology from us. It'll be
Official
next
apology.
week. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. We are here. We are thankful that you are joining us this week for this awesome episode of Conspiracy Theories. But before we get into the deep and the dark and the thought-provoking, I always have to introduce my good friend Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
How you doing, Dare?
Good. It's been so long since I've seen
I
you.
know, I've been busy
I
traveling.
know, man. You're so busy. You're like so busy in life, but you always make time for Delulu, so I appreciate you.
Damn straight. This is like home. This is like my second home from my other home. So, and I
Oh.
love your fans as much as I love my cosmonauts. I love the
Oh.
delusion. Delulunites?
Delusional. I
Yeah.
don't know. We need to come up with a name. Let us
Yeah.
know in the comments below if you have a good name that you would like to be addressed by. We got to work on that. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up. But also, we have another person joining us today in the Delulu canoe. We have Miss Chrissy Lynn, who, in my opinion, is like the queen of conspiracy theories. Ah, wow. Announced. There you go.
I need a crown.
Wait, do you have a
Like
crown
a
or
foil hat
anything? I have a
crown?
very special crown. I got to put my
Do
very special
you?
crown on today.
Oh, please stand by.
Because of.
Uh-oh. What is.
Okay.
Oh, it's a tinfoil crown.
Yes, this is my tinfoil witch
Okay.
hat.
I mean,
If we're
you.
going down that tinfoil hat conspiracy
It's like a spooky.
road.
It's like a spooky, Hershey Kiss kind of thing.
Oh,
Yeah. There's chocolate in there.
yeah.
Brr.
Oh, I could go for some chocolate right now, I'm not gonna lie.
Or a hug.
But I'm so
Hugs.
glad you both are here today because I feel like last time we did a conspiracy theory episode, I don't know that we really hit the word conspiracy quite right. So Chrissy was like, can I come on next time to help you guys out? So I'm so glad you're here to make sure that we're saying, I don't know, our sources and sticking to what conspiracy theories actually are. So
I mean, okay,
thanks.
as far as conspiracy theories go, I feel like they've mostly been in the zeitgeist of the internet and pop culture and the universe within the 20th century, which is the 1900s. So, and like starting with like the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the Marilyn Monroe conspiracy, the H.H. Holmes being Jack the Ripper conspiracy, which is one of my favorites.
Best.
And then we didn't really think about it or talk about it until that time. I couldn't tell you the exact etymology because I just didn't look it up. I'm just going off of things
Nay.
that are floating around in my brain, my mind palace, my tinfoiled covered mind palace. But yeah, but when you start to think about things and you break things down, there's different types of conspiracy theories. There's the celebrity ones that we all kind of hear about and know about that pop up. There's some really funny, fun ones that don't make sense. Then there's like the fictional ones that people do when they break down certain movies. I think you guys talked about the Disney animated movies last time.
We kind of lived in that land. We lived
Yeah.
there quite a bit.
Yep.
Which I learned some new things. So I don't know everything about
Yeah.
conspiracy theories. And then there's the political ones. If you're familiar with David Icke, go to davidicke.com. That man has written many books on specifically not like the government, the alien shape-shifting reptiles that rule the country and rule the world and all talk to each other. Which there's also things around that with the Freemasons, the Masonic Temple, and you look at the dollar bill and you've got the all-seeing eye on the pyramid, and then there's just so many different weird deep dives that you can do. And like, I mean, I've lost friends who were addicts and they just go down these deep dark rabbit holes of
Oh no,
conspiracy
really?
theories, and
Oh
then they think
no.
they're real. And I mean, it's a whole big
Oh.
serious issue.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, and then there's the fun ones going back to the movies. Like, yeah. I feel like every other year I hear a new Willy Wonka conspiracy theory based within the storytelling. Yeah. And that's fictional.
So fun.
So yeah, like there's different fun ones. And I think you gave us like a light theme today to do celebrities.
Yeah, I didn't. I was going to ask you both. Did you both pick celebrity ones? Because I prepped two celebrity ones, but I wasn't sure.
I do have two.
I went to actual things that happened in history.
Oh, okay. Good. Cool. Okay, we love that.
Actual conspiracies.
Well, then maybe I'll start with mine because I think this one might tie into a history one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of brief, but I think people have heard of this one in different formats. So this is that Elvis isn't technically dead. He switched lives with an impersonator. Mm. So this source is from Express, and they said that Elvis once told somebody in his family that he could swap places with a doppelganger. So Elvis's cousin has revealed how the king talked about swapping places with a lookalike. But does the Memphis Mafia member think he's actually alive? Allegedly, for entertainment purposes, Elvis's cousin is in the mafia, apparently. Hmm. I don't know. This is what Express says. But they said that one of the most popular conspiracies is that the king swapped places with a doppelganger who is terminally ill. Interesting enough, Elvis's cousin and Memphis Mafia member, Billy Smith, which I don't think that's his real name, has revealed how the king once told him he could swap places with a lookalike. It started as Elvis showing him a photo of himself and asking Billy if the photograph looked like Elvis. The cousin replied saying, yes, that looks like you. What are you talking about? And Elvis then said, that is not me. That is a guy that got a facelift to look like me. Billy then continued to say, no, you can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool me. And basically, Elvis said that I could swap lives with this person in this photo and nobody would even know. And the cousin never thought about that moment and that interaction till after Elvis was proclaimed dead.
Damn.
Ooh. Isn't that wild?
No, that's believable.
I mean, I hear a lot about celebrities that like fake their deaths or their other people. Like they're still alive, like Tupac. Especially with musicians when they think, oh, there's all this new music coming out. Where is it coming from? And little do you know, in the studio, like you record more than you release.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So, like Prince has a ton of stuff. But also, it would be nice if they actually were alive, just secretly recording in studios and just kind of like putting out new media.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know.
So there is an update on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like wanted to keep reading and I wanted to hear like what? Like there was more to the article and I was kind of shook after all of that. I was like,
you're
what?
All shook up, one
There's
might say.
Too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shook up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So this Billy guy later on says that he made up this story as a joke, but an English paper picked it up and they wrote about it as a factual story.
Oh my gosh.
And he's trying to come forward to set the rumors, like to set it all straight, put all the rumors to rest. But because that first article like took him at face value, people are now really considering it as a real thing that Elvis did, because why would homie just make up a story about his cousin?
Right?
There's reasons for everything. Like what little factoid in there that's true?
You know, if you
needed embellishment.
If you put in the possibility of the fact that Michael Jackson himself used to put on those fake prosthetics to go walk around in Disneyland and nobody knows him, and then you watch that last movie he did, where he's that one guy, and then that actual guy that he put a makeup on actually ends up looking like a real person that's in real life. But is that a real person? Was that a person that Michael Jackson made up and just put on a fat suit for the movie?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you say that because there is a conspiracy theory that LaToya Jackson and Michael Jackson are the same person.
Yeah.
That's not on my thing. We don't have to be.
But
allegedly,
for entertainment purposes only. But I, what do we think about this one? Like, I kind of think that the cousin, one, I don't think that's his real name. One. Like Billy Smith. Yeah, right.
William
Smith.
But two, I kind of think he outed this story because that situation actually happened. And I think now he's backpedaling. So I believe deep down, Elvis is still around and a doppelganger is the one who actually passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't be that old. Well,
wouldn't he be like 80?
Probably in his 80s.
Yeah,
80s or 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think he's still alive.
Just got to believe.
If you look at it, like,
you know what? They probably all are.
They all are, yeah.
Like, I mean, as far as what, Lisa, she's still alive, right?
Lisa Marie?
Yeah.
No, she passed away like month after that Elvis movie came out with Gerard Butler or Gerard. Austin Butler.
You're here for facts, you guys.
This is why we cite sources.
All facts podcast.
There's so many things to remember.
None of these are facts. This is just if anybody's listening, if the government's listening, this is just opinions, no facts, just our feelings on it.
FBI, open up. No.
So that's my historical sort of Elvis.
Nice.
Is he alive or is he not? Nice. Conspiracy.
But if you look at his life, the way he lived and like how much he had to be on show all the time, like to get away from it, I believe that I would do that.
I mean, yeah.
Good luck finding someone that looks like me, but anyways.
Yeah, right. Well, apparently this wasn't sourced by this article, but the person who verbally told me this story, they had said that like there was a theory that he completely swapped IDs and bank accounts with an impersonator, which is what led me to go digging for this actual theory. But I don't know. I think he's still out there somewhere. I think he just wants to live like a normal life.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame him. It's a lot.
I mean, he was doing not so well towards the end. And maybe he went into a rehabilitation center and needed to do a whole, we're going to get you out of this career path. And so you can like heal and recover and not. So yeah, I could see that being like, oh, this is my out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fake my death and go and survive, you know?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right, Cosmo, hit us with some history.
Ooh, I'm ready.
Well, I gotta adjust my hat.
It's like the loudest hat ever.
Making popcorn over here. Okay.
All right. Project Sunshine. Okay. This is from Cosmopolitan magazine.
Uh-oh.
Fitting. Okay. All right.
There you go.
So, in the wake of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the U.S. government commenced a major study to measure the effects of nuclear fallout on the human body. Mm-hmm. The conspiracy is the government was testing dead bodies to do radioactive testing.
Oh, I believe that.
Wait, when was this? 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh. I believe that. The stuff that we used to do with cadavers in like the 1800s and 1900s, and what we did to like test for certain things before we had humane laws and things like that. I believe that 1,000%.
Yeah. I don't like it, but
not to mention what they did to the Jewish folks in the
40s. Yeah.
Scientists were definitely mad.
Well, this is what I love about this article because it gives you the conspiracy and then it gives you the truth.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
The truth is, the government was stealing parts of dead bodies because they needed young tissue. They needed young tissue. They recruited a worldwide network of agents to find recently deceased babies and children.
Oh.
And then take samples and even limbs, each collected without notification or permission of the more than 1,500 grieving families.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we still do stem cell research, so I'm not going to.
They did it without permission?
Yeah.
Without permission?
Yeah. Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Dark. This is dark history.
Sorry for being so dark.
Okay. Oh, no. Wow. Okay.
Wait till you hear the next one.
Jeez. Oh, no. It gets even worse.
There's another one.
So let's start lighter on the subject. Are either of you two on your driver's license? Do you have that if you got into an accident, they could use your body parts?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm a donor.
So same. So then, okay. Let's go like a little step further. Do you have like written in your will or like in your wishes when you do pass that they can use all your stuff as well?
Like the rest of like my body parts?
Yeah. Like things. Or
I don't have a living will. So I don't know. Yeah. I just filled out the DMV paperwork to be a donor. Okay. That's where I'm at.
I would like if I had like a really good tattoo. I'm not saying all the tattoo artists that I have on my body, all the art is bad, but if I have something really beautiful and delicious and awesome, amazing, that want to be like
delicious,
put up there on the screen.
Just cut that.
I would ask to cut it off.
Pull it off,
and then put it in a frame and whatnot, and give it to whoever, or just leave it for somebody.
Okay,
I've seen some weird curio oddities, things of that, like skin,
yeah,
cut from corpses of their cool tattoos, and like shadow boxes and.
Or feed a family.
Feed a family of cannibals.
You know, they're up there in Canada or Sweden, right?
So on next week's podcast, cannibal history.
An official apology from us. It'll be next week. We're like, hi, Delilah.
In our little correction.
We're sorry. Allegedly, for entertainment purposes only. Okay, so the reason I was kind of like starting from dark to light with like the deceased thing was because like I can't even imagine like having a child or an animal that like unbeknownst to you gets used for like government testing.
Right.
Like that's where it becomes cruel and unusual punishment, even though they can't feel it and consent to it when they're passed away. Yeah, but like without the families knowing.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, grave robbers have been around for hundreds of years.
But if you look at the devastation of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that's like trying to, just like any wreckage, like it took 9/11 a long time to find other parties and body parts and whatnot. Like,
yeah,
good years. Point.
Yeah.
So if a team goes in and just starts extracting bodies without them knowing, you'll never know. You could never know.
Yeah.
This is me on video not consenting to anyone using my body without my permission.
We do have laws in place.
Ah, I know, but still.
Consent. Ooh. Yeah.
So, Chrissy, do you have anything?
I can piggyback off of.
Are you guys regretting this?
Oh no, this is great. Based off of your celebrity one, I'm like, and the conspiracy of like people finding doppelgangers after they've you know like to take over their lives and they're the original celebrity's dead. I'm gonna start with one in particular. The Walt Disney being cryogenically frozen.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a fun one. because, like, I wouldn't say this one has been debunked because apparently, the last year that he died, he allegedly wanted to be cryogenically frozen.
Oh.
Yes, he wanted it. And because he didn't want, and I've heard you, I'm sure you've heard the Waltzicle.
No, I've never heard of a waltzicle. No.
And then so Bob Nielsen, the president of the Cryonic Society of California, revealed in the LA Times, and this information is also from Cosmopolitan magazine, cosmopolitan.com, in 1972 that Walt Disney Studios had inquired about the freezing process just before he died in 66. In 2012, in a move to shut down all Disney-related rumors, his daughter, Diane Disney Miller, opened up about the Walt Disney Family Museum and everything else. And she talks about a bunch of stuff. That not being facts. But what I think is interesting is Bob Nielsen, who is the president of the California Cryogenic Society, he was a former TV repairman. So I'm trying to figure out, how do you go from fixing televisions to being the president of cryogenics, the Cryogenic Society?
You know how that happens?
Interesting.
Walt Disney made it happen, all right? He's like, listen, freeze me and put me underneath my statue at Disney.
Hook me up, homie.
But the urban legend was that, like, the origins of it, late 60s and early 70s, when people were really getting interested in futuristic science of freezing bodies, people of the 60s were promised that sci-fi would soon become reality. And if you do think about, historically speaking, what we've seen in science fiction movies, like 50s through even the 90s, a lot of that stuff's real. That's and cool. True. Yeah. And coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still like not true. He is dead. He's buried in Ivy Lawn Cemetery or Forest Lawn.
Hmm.
One of those. I think it's Forest Lawn. Hmm. And his plot is number 33.
Oh.
Like a club, 33. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, people have talked about it not being true, but also then it gets me thinking, going down the other rabbit hole of there's a cemetery, a place in, I think it's either Simi Valley or somewhere in Chatsworth, where there was an underground, like, I guess, plot, if you will, of frozen people, cryogenically frozen bodies. And we're all still trying. I'm trying to find it to go see it. And it's underground, like in a mausoleum almost. And it was turned off, like they had power and it. I don't think it has power anymore. So they're all not frozen anymore. So those things don't. And that's a whole other conspiracy that I want to do a deep dive on at some point to find where these facilities or these labs or these cryogenics places are. Because I feel like rich people do weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I feel totally. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk wants to pull, I mean, obviously he probably wants to pull his brain out and just like have a carbon copy of it and stick it in a robot or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm sure like they have plans to cryogenically freeze themselves. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not public or it's not a marketable thing right now. I think it's super like back alley, underground, black market, secret society stuff that you can do.
It's DARPA. Mm-hmm. It's DARPA.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So I always thought that was a fascinating one because they make fun of it in pop culture. I think like The Simpsons, you've seen like the head or Futurama or something. Yeah, where they're frozen. And I always thought it was really interesting.
I didn't know that that was a real thing though, that in Simi Valley,
there's a place. Yeah, I have to go back and look up my last research about it because I always found it fascinating and I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Because if you think about cemeteries and places like that, they're privately funded. The government doesn't pay for they're not federally, you know, paid for. That's why it's so expensive.
That makes sense.
Like the Hollywood sign.
Hollywood lands.
Bringing it back to Walt, I actually have kind of like a mini conspiracy on Walt, but I think I should save it for the Patreon just because it's not extremely long. But and I don't have a source for it. So I want to put it behind a paywall so that way no one can come and sue me.
Yeah,
but
I mean, I have a little bit of tidbit too that I'm also saving for
the Patreon, awesome.
Which I hopefully may piggyback on what you're saying. But you gotta find that in the next, you know, Patreon episode. So
if you're watching this, consider to join us on Patreon. You can become a free member and we actually have a Halloween episode that's up currently right now for free. So be sure to go sign up. Just go watch the free goodies. And then if you are considering joining, it's as low as $5. You get access to I think over like 20 episodes that are just straight chilling there. And if you become a monthly member, you get to ask our guests some awesome and personal questions. So be sure to join and help us keep the lights on at Delulu Canoe because we don't make any money doing this right now. We're hoping soon we will. But thank you so much, patrons. Are we ready for round two of conspiracy theories?
Keep it going.
Let's rock it.
This one this might bother some people, so be warned because the celebrity is still alive. Britney Spears is still in a conservatorship of some kind, is my next conspiracy theory. And I found this on TikTok scrolling aimlessly. So if you Google if Britney Spears is still in a conservatorship today, like 10 minutes before I filmed this episode, you'll find that on November 12th of 2021, it completely ended. She is no longer like publicly under her father's reign or anyone's. But some TikTokers have done some sleuthing on her videos that show she might be still in some sort of conservatorship after all, but can't vocalize it and can't ask for help because that's how the Free Britney movement started, was because people noticing things in her content. So this creator, Allison Aston, saw one of Britney Spears' recent TikToks that she had posted, and at the very end of it, the CapCut logo shows up. Like, you know when you edit something on CapCut, it automatically gives you the ending where it's like, CapCut, and it puts this little thing at the bottom. Mm-hmm. When you look for those, there's a code at the very bottom of it where it's like 0456, blah, 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 blah. And like, it's automatically on every CapCut video, so it labels that video with a number. You can look up that number and it will tell you who runs an account through CapCut. And this girl, Allison, looked up that code that was under one of Britney's recent posts, and it led to a creator called Sloane Skyler, who is the marketing director, or used to be at one point, of a website called CrowdSurf, which is a popular company that manages celebrities' TikTok accounts.
Damn.
And the reason they think that she no longer is like able to post content anymore is because of it being connected to CrowdSurf. And all of the videos she recently posts are from when she was in the conservatorship. There hasn't been a new piece of Britney content to come out since November 12th, when it officially ended.
Last year.
Yeah. The theory is she's still somehow under an umbrella of a conservatorship. And truly, I kind of believe it. Like, no new Britney content? How is she not out and about, like, TED Talk saying, like, I was at a
on, like, talk shows. Yeah. Like, Drew Barrymore, I'm sure would love to have her. Right. Anything like that. Or even out running to the market or working out or taking a hike. Or just anything. I don't know.
Or be on the Cosmo show.
or be on the Cosmo
Network. Or the Delulu show.
Yes.
Like, what the heck, Britney? Like, it just makes me feel so bad for her because it's like everybody in her family took advantage of her from such a young age. Yeah. And it's like, all she wants is to hang out with her kids. Like, let her be with her kids, please.
Yeah, let her just be happy and sane and safe and have control over her own finances and assets and estate. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Long story short, I was there on Fairfax and something when she got a flat tire.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like walking towards to something and then I see her car. I see the car breaks down and I see all these people around and paparazzi. And I was like, no one's like, I would have helped, but there was so many people.
They're just like,
I didn't want to be like, I didn't want to be affiliated with it. I didn't want to it sucked. She was just sitting there on the phone. And
this recent?
No, back in the days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like,
that's so sad.
Flat tire right in the midsection of Fairfax and where was that? Fairfax and Sunset. Yeah.
That's so terrible. It's like, they obviously see that she's in distress and having a moment. Like I understand grabbing your picture, but then have some humanity and like put your camera, like you've got the strap on it, swing it around the back and help her change her tire.
Exactly.
Or help her push the car out of the middle of the road.
Yep.
Gosh, it's like we forget that people are people.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, I believe that conspiracy. I think, unfortunately, she's still stuck under somebody's thumb.
Terrifying.
And it's sad.
Terrifying.
Like, that's why sometimes I'm glad I didn't pop off and become famous. Not that I could, but like, I'm kind of glad that I'm under this umbrella of like, cool, I still have full say, except for when Chrissy, you know, makes me do things. But it's for the betterment of me.
I'm kidding.
It's for the betterment of me. It's like taxes and things like that.
Chrissy is in control.
No.
I know. I'm the real Dare Taylor.
Oh my gosh. Conspiracy. Anyways, that's my second one. So, yeah. Cosmo, do you want to bring us back to a history lesson?
All right, this next one's called Bad Booze.
Like booze.
Bad booze. Booze. Alcohol.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Musical.
Okay. Okay. During Prohibition, the government poisoned alcohol to keep people from drinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe it.
This is from Cosmopolitan. It's giving me the conspiracy, and then gives me the truth. All right.
Is this in the U.S. though?
This is the 30s.
Yes. Are we in Hiroshima again?
No,
my gosh.
No. We're in the 20 between the 20s.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
20s and 30s.
Yeah.
19, 20s and 30s.
I feel like there's some truth in that because I feel like I remember studying this era and there being something about like.
I'm confused because Prohibition, like there was no manufactured booze anymore unless it was like back alley moonshine, whatever. So how are they how are they poisoning it if they've prohibited it and the manufacturing of it?
Because then that way, if people die from the poison, they could be like, we don't know. And then they can suss out who's still drinking when it's illegal.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't think it's probably not true.
But crazy conspiracy theories almost always suggest the government is behind
everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were right again. Manufacturers of industrial alcohol have been mixing their product with dangerous chemicals for years prior to Prohibition. But between 1926 and 1933, the federal government pushed manufacturers for stronger poison dosage.
Oh,
so before Prohibition, said before. Yeah. Okay. Leading up to
Prohibition. To discourage bootleggers from turning the alcohol into moonshine.
Oh.
That didn't stop the bootleggers or the customers.
Never did.
And by the end of Prohibition, more than 10,000 Americans have been killed by the tainted booze. Limiting alcohol is a health advice doctors and other people can agree on. But there's at least 11 health controversies and conspiracies still divided people to this day. It was crazy. They're actually putting stuff in the chemicals, the process to make alcohol and booze.
Dang.
Yeah.
They really have to get us.
And a shitload of people died.
They really be out here just trying to get rid of us.
Taking away our rights. Taking away our joy for booze.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. But I can see the lead up to Prohibition of doing that.
Yeah.
Is it cool? Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not.
Awful.
That's what they said about Philip Morris's and certain things, certain cigarette brand companies, that they were okay back then, and then the government was pushing something else. But they also said a conspiracy that Philip Morris's started this conspiracy to start a war and some stupid campaign ads. There's a lot of things into it. I'll look it up for next time, but the Philip Morris and alcohol and cigarettes is rules really big back in those days in the 30s and 40s. And they stopped it. Everything was cool for a while, and then as soon as the 90s comes around, smoking's bad for you, causes cancer, this and that. So.
Well, because we have the data and the history.
Yeah.
And now you have to regulate things. Nothing was regulated.
Nothing.
For years in this country.
Yeah.
Or even all over the world. And they and you know, like, we didn't have the FDA. The FDA is still so new.
Yeah.
And, like, in different countries, there's different things that, like, we regulate here, but because we're America.
There are items.
We have freedoms.
There are items at in McDonald's that the UK will not give out.
Same thing with like makeup products. There's certain pigmentations or like makeup, like, I don't know, minerals or things that are in it that aren't that aren't legal in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Which is scary. Household
toiletry, cosmetics, household goods, cleaning products.
What was that? It was a wound up. It was a lawn thing that kills weeds. It was killing,
like, a weed killer.
It was a weed killer, but
I forget the name of the poison.
But there's a big giant lawsuit. If you were using it and you got sick during that, you're entitled to a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. You guys have seen those infomercials late at night. Yeah. If you were affected at these time periods.
It's insane.
Yeah. Just be careful what you put in and on your body.
Yep.
But now that makes me start thinking about the fentanyl that's popping up in a bunch of like, is that the government that's putting that, sneaking it in to the drug market to get people to stop buying street?
I mean, you got to think about drugs. You got to think about what they do. They always distract you with something.
You know what I mean? Because weed's legalized and it's regulated.
Yeah.
Here.
For the most part. Here.
Yeah.
But like, fentanyl is, you know, things are being found laced with fentanyl and people are dying left and right. And it's like, that just got me thinking about that.
Somebody said this, like, the government always, or the media always puts something in your public eye to distract you from what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
So while this whole P. Diddy thing's going on, there's something else going on. Same with the hot
gossip life. Yeah. People are hyper fixated and focused on, like, oh, this is happening. Meanwhile, the government's like,
misdirection.
We're over here doing something secret.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky government. Sneaky. I see you. Okay.
Speaking of which, wrap us up.
And we're going to wrap it. This is a fun one. The ultimate celebrity vampire conspiracy. I'm sure you guys have seen and heard this, but according to the internet and the world,
that's
and
your source is the internet.
Yeah, well, it's popcults.cultx.com.
When I said you need to source your shit,
no, I am.
Okay,
yeah, this is one article on popcultx.com.
Okay, cool.
But it's I got this. But there's so many sites that do this, but
for sure,
can you guess the two celebrities, the two main ones that everyone thinks are vampires?
Oh, yes.
Keanu Reeves.
That's one of them.
Whoa.
Yeah,
did you read this?
No.
It's well known.
I was going to say like Christina Aguilera, but now I'm.
It's not. Another man.
It's another man?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who looks young. Oh, what's his name that dates all the 25-year-olds?
Oh, my God, no.
Titanic boy. No?
No, it's not even
sad. I don't even know his name.
It's Nick Cage.
Who?
So in the shadowy world of pop culture conspiracies,
Nicolas Cage.
Okay. I only know him by his birth name, Sir Nicholas.
Which I don't even think is his birth name.
I know. Sorry, continue.
One theory stands out for its sheer audacity and allure. The idea that Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage are vampires. Fans point to their seemingly ageless appearances, mysterious pasts, and uncanny resemblance to historical figures as evidence. So you can find old photos and paintings of people that look just like them.
Yeah.
And it's really wild and it's really fun. The internet buzzes with speculation and pseudo-evidence, fueling the legend that these two Hollywood icons are more than just actors. They are immortals hiding in plain sight. But what if there's a grain of truth to these tales? What if these stars have lived countless lifetimes under the guise of mortals?
Ooh, okay.
So that's the big one. And like when honestly, I always think of, what's the guy who plays Ant-Man?
Paul Rudd. Yeah.
What he should be on there because he's looked like he's 25 for like the last 45 years. But,
guy gets a lot of sleep
and drinks a lot of water.
Yeah.
So sunscreen.
Thanks to these TVs nowadays, I could see it. with all the makeup and all that kind of crap, and then hanging out with people that work in hair and makeup, pointing out the fucking shit to ruin the whole aspect and the magic of what is movies. I'm not going to name any names, but I'm pointing the camera at the person right now. But it's like, you see it. You see a little aging and weathering. I see it in Keanu. I definitely see it in Keanu Reeves in the John Wick movies. I don't know if that's just to make him look like that, but what he looked like now and how he's prepping for Constantine 2, I can see how he's like around the eyes and whatnot, compared to when he was young, like Bill and Ted and Prince of Pennsylvania. Paul Rudd, I can see it. I'm seeing it, especially in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I'm seeing the aging. And and the other guy, Nick Cage, now you could definitely tell. He looks like
he's older.
It's like you need to. It's like, you know, the vampire lore is like you have to drink blood to stay alive and stay current.
Yeah.
You know, so that's maybe
what Megan Fox take a blood bath.
Take a blood bath. That's what
Fox says that she does that.
It's one. Okay. The lady in New Orleans used to do that with her slaves. She used to like take her slaves in New Orleans. This is a historical person and bathe in her blood, young blood and whatnot. It was like rich. Elizabeth Bathory. Yeah. So it happens in real life, but you know, but that's that.
That's interesting. Huh. I never would have guessed those two. I'm so glad, Cosmo, you knew, because I never would have guessed them.
I mean, it blows my mind when they do show the portraits and the paintings.
That is true.
Hundreds of years ago. But, it looks just like him.
But the human...
But is it an ancestor?
But yeah, like the human DNA does have copies. I mean, we do have doppelgangers.
Yeah.
And throughout years of mixing DNA, you're bound to have someone that looks like... There's somebody out there. My cousin almost looks like me. My cousin Michael.
Hmm.
He looks like me. We looked at like we were twins when we were younger. So
it's almost like chimerism.
Yeah.
Where you are you familiar with chimerism?
No.
So if you're in the womb and you, it's like when you consume your twin.
I've heard of that.
And there are folks who have some people, because of their pigmentation on their skin, will have like one straight line down the center of them, or somewhere else where like they've got freckles on this side, none on this side, or they're darker on this side and lighter on this side.
Interesting.
Somewhere on your body where you have like a direct line across, because you consumed your twin in the look on your face, the womb.
Yay!
And chimerism is really cool. The concept of it is, but anything that's twin related is interesting to me.
Is it cool when you eat your? Anyways,
this is very spooky.
with like a nice Chianti and a little salt and pepper at the balsamic reduction.
Delicious.
Little drizzle.
Done. I like it raw. Anyways, wow, this was a very interesting... This episode took a couple different turns. Let us know in the comments below. When Cosmo was doing his, I came up with an idea, and I'm curious if you all listening and watching would be down for this. What if we all prepped conspiracies and we had to guess if they were true or false?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I think the way you formatted yours, Cosmo was like, ooh, I like
that.
That was really good.
Cosmopolitan had that and like just rigged up.
Done,
was like,
perfect, yeah.
Perfect. There's so many more, too. Oh.
Yeah.
Government mind control.
That's true.
The Dalai Lama impressive salary. There's so many.
Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah. But anyways, let us know if you guys like this episode or not. And if you like the new suggestion, leave us a nice fat comment in the comment section down below.
Yeah.
Please like the video and share it with your friends and your family, please. Because again, we are new. We are very, very new. We haven't even hit a whole year of creating content. Mm-hmm. So we would appreciate any and all support. Check us out on Patreon, as we all have one more. We each have one more, right? Conspiracy to share?
Sure. Yeah.
I have like a little bit more on one of mine.
Ooh. So yeah, come join us over there. Again, even if you just join for free, it helps us out. Greatly appreciate it. Be sure to check out Cosmo on the Cosmo Network and everywhere you watch, listen to Cosmo. And be sure to check out Chrissy on her Instagram, MXCHRISSYLYNN. Thank you.
Yeah.
Huzzah. All right, everybody, be sure to stay Delulu, because remember that staying Delulu is the Salulu. Bye.